The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this already the fourth day of December 2017. Did we have fun during 2017? I don't barely remember it passing. If it's Monday, the one before Tuesday, and the one after Sunday, it's Ron McDonald.
Hey, how you doing today, John? You sound pretty good.
I do.
Well, you sound okay then.
Well, I don't know. This isn't live, it's Memorex.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a little surprise for you. I've got somebody from down under. Okay. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Hello, Gwyneth. How do you read?
Hello, John. How are you this morning? It's not morning over there.
I don't even know what day it is in Australia. Is it today or is it tomorrow or is it yesterday?
It's Monday.
It's Monday?
It's Monday.
Okay, well,
And it's about 11 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, so you're seven hours behind us. So by a mere fact that I'm speaking to you in Australia, I'm actually talking to you 7 hours ago. Okay, well, let's not get into that.
I think it's 7 hours into the future.
No, if it's 11 a.m., it's 6 p.m. here, so that's backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know where the international dateline comes in. So,
Oh gosh, I think it runs pretty close to New Zealand.
You know, I guess they would call that day savings time. I don't know. Whoever the crackpot was that started daylight savings time, I think that was a plot just to screw everybody's brain up for a month or so.
It really annoys us here because we get inflicted with that here. And, in the process of my work, I speak with organizations all over the world. And they get daylight savings, we get daylight savings, and it just really, really messes with your timetables all around.
Well, if you're on a connection that you're essentially off the grid down there, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And you are being battery powered right now.
That's right.
So
we're on solar power.
So when you do Vince Finelli's show, you got to be on the telephone because you don't have enough sun to generate enough power to charge
that's
up the battery. So
see that, Ron?
I don't know where the dateline is, but she's 7 hours behind, and thank goodness she is. And it must be sunny down there this morning, I take it?
It's an absolutely gorgeous day.
See?
We've had a wet summer.
Ah. Yeah. It just means the stars aligned, and this was meant to be. Just for a little background information here, folks, Vince Finelli, Gwyneth would do Vince's show, and as I stated, because of the time of the day, it's in the morning, it's actually at night, it's 12, 1 o'clock in the morning down there and down under. At any rate, it's fortuitous that he has you on his show. That's how I discovered you. As a matter of fact, last Monday I was on his show with you, and I'm much appreciative.
I was much appreciative of that.
And something we've been dealing with, and Ron, you're going to love this one. We're all in commerce. Well, Yeah, we're in commerce. You know, what are people? Are people persons or are they corporate designation? What are they? Here in this country, we've been telling people, look, the federal government's a corporation. The states have become corporations. They're all incorporated. They're all working under commerce law. And lo and behold, I hear this story from Gwyneth. And if you would, Gwyneth, please tell the listeners a little bit of background, what you've been doing down there, how you came to the attention of the very genteel police down there, the ones that like to rip you out of the vehicle, beat you up, come on your property without warrant. Just give us a little background of what Gwyneth Isaacs has been up to down there and why you seem almost targeted.
Well, it's like this. You know, this has been going on for many, 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 many years. And what has been happening, I guess I could say that it really, really started around about 18 years ago, because my husband's children at that time, they took a day off school. Unauthorized. They went truant and they went down to the local shopping center and they stole some Coca-Cola and some lollies while they were wearing their school uniforms. And because we have this thing here called mandatory reporting, the police were called, and then the child protection people came and basically made our lives hell for 6 months. At the time when they first started on us, I was actually 3 months pregnant with my first son, with my oldest son. And, you know, as a result of their interference in my life, their flat-out harassment in our life, my son was born low birth weight and spent the first 2 weeks of his life in a special nursery. Now, you know, it seems, you know, once you get on their radar, it seems that they never, ever, 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 ever leave you alone. And it's really been quite disgusting. Now, at that time, we didn't own our own home. We were renting a house, and we qualified for legal aid. But the legal aid lawyer basically said, listen, there's only a certain amount that I can do. And if you want to get the best representation, you'll have to figure out how to do it yourself. And I said, well, that's not a problem for me, because I actually have a Bachelor of Science from the University of Melbourne, which means that I'm a trained academic. So I basically went into a massive research mode and I found out about all the relevant laws. And together with our lawyer, who is an absolutely lovely lady, she's still practicing law in Melbourne. And, you know, I would say that she's still a friend of mine. But I ended up doing most of the actual legal work and legal research myself, and found that what they were doing was an absolute bunch of lies. What they were saying was a bunch of lies. It was perjury, and that they actually had very little rights to interfere in our lives, and that their main task seemed to be to go around busting up families. And we didn't have at that time any idea why they were doing this. Of course, it's since come out. The reason why they've been doing that, okay? It's, you know, obviously the pedophile cartel, and that most child protection organisations are paid a bounty for the children that they take from their parents. Right. We didn't know anything about that at the time, okay? We just knew that we had to protect our family. And for anybody out there, it seems as if Child Protective Services target large families, okay? They don't want people to breed. Oh, unless you're Muslim, of course. Then you can have 3 wives and 10 children for all they care, and it's not a problem. They've got a different set of rules for different groups, and it's disgusting. But we're not Muslims. But my husband had been married 3 times. So he married, divorced, and then he met me. And, you know, that was all, you know, we absolutely clicked and we got on really, really, really well. But once you're on their radar, they don't forget you. And anyway, we decided when I became pregnant with our... By the way, that case ended up getting thrown out of court and we managed to keep our family together. So if anybody out there is dealing with child protection,
absolutely
fight them.
Well,
absolutely fight them. Fight tooth and nail. Your children are worth it.
Yeah, Gwyneth, here in the United States, we're very familiar with Child Protective Services. There have been major cases. There have been parents or single parents that have stood up to the kidnappers because there is a lot of money involved in this, and there's a lot of the power. There's a lot of power of the state behind this, and the cops are in on it. The judges are in on it. I mean, it's a big takedown. It's whose property is it anyhow? The state feels that anybody born, doesn't matter what state, anywhere USA, that somehow that they've got first dibs on your children.
Yep. And we have to lawfully stand up to them and say that's not how it is, that our property does not belong to you, our children do not belong to you, our livestock does not belong to you, our animals do not belong to you. You have no rights to interfere in our lives whatsoever. And what God has given us, he has given us. And we have to, you know, defend what we have, what God has given us, our children, our real estate, our motor vehicles, our livestock, our dogs, our cats, whatever it is. And I was talking earlier on Vincent's show about dogs and cats and about how they want to, they have this crazy idea in Australia that a cat should not leave its own property. Whoever wrote that law has never owned a cat.
Wow.
Because cats come in. You know, anyone who's owned a cat knows this. Cats come in, they make their life with you, and they live with you because you feed them and provide them somewhere warm to sleep.
They allow you to take care of them. Yeah.
They absolutely do.
That's right. All right, so...
I've had cats my whole life.
Okay, yeah. So...
And dogs.
Before we get too far afield here, the problems, I'm more interested here, Gwyneth, where the problem started and what that resulted in and where you're at now. Because what I'm getting around to is the wonderful piece of information that they mailed to you about your taxes. So let's get back. Let's get back to you are now on their radar and you seem to be
I've got a target painted on my back.
There you go. So continue, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, when I became pregnant with our second son, my second child, we decided that we'd better go interstate and maybe try and make a new life. Well, that didn't work. Child protection, after my husband died, you know, the short time after we got there, and they, I'm getting around to it. Anyway, they didn't forget us, and I had to flee with my 2 children. The other children went and stayed with friends because they were teenagers by this time. Mm-hmm. I went to WA. That was no better. And then I ended up selling my real estate after a number of years in Western Australia and moving to Victoria, which is where we are now. And I bought the 20 acres of land that we have here with a farmhouse on it. Mm-hmm. And I paid cash for it because I sold my house in Geraldton. All through these years, this is a hugely condensed. This is an 18-year time period, or, you know, 16 to 18-year time period that we're talking about here, condensed into just a few minutes. So I've left a lot of details out.
I understand.
But anyway, I paid for this place freehold, cash, okay? It never had a mortgage on it. And the local municipality, they, you know, they operate this extortionate scam. I'd become aware over the years that it probably was an extortionate scam, so I did some legal research, and I found out that, in fact, they had, the municipality had a registration with the Australian Tax Office called an Australian business number, okay, which meant that under Australian tax law, they're actually operating a business, which means they're in commerce, and which means that they're not a government. And I found this out, and I confronted them with it. And after a period of time of basically cat and mousing with the you know, debt collectors and people from the municipality, they finally issued me with a Form 5A, which in Australian legal language is basically initiating legal proceedings against you. Okay, so basically they were taking me to court.
Let me stop you yeah. right here. Okay, the whole issue here is you had your property freehold, you owned it outright, there wasn't any mortgage on it.
Yeah.
What was the contention between you and the venerable state?
Well, I refused to pay their extortionate so-called property tax.
Ah, there it is.
Because I discerned that, and that was all. I wouldn't pay their property tax because I contended, and I told them so, this is not a tax, this is an extortionate notice of demand because you're a corporation and you're not a government. And under the Australian Constitution, that municipalities are not even established under our constitution, and it would take a constitutional amendment to establish municipalities in this country. You know, so you know that on no level are they lawful government. And I did more digging, and this is why maybe if you do college education in the right areas, maybe college education is not a waste of time. Because it taught me how to dig. But you know what? I researched and I found out that every municipality in Australia operates under the same model. They all have ABNs, they're all operating in commerce, and they're all fraudulently issuing these rates notices or property tax notices, okay? And getting people to pay them for the right to live on their own land. And in many cases, the people own that land freehold, clear. And there's actually a high court decision in Australia. And it basically says that, you know, that once you have alienated land from the Crown and created, that means once you have created a title deed on a piece of real estate, that real estate can't revert back to the Crown. It can't go back into any sort of, it can't be, you know, just taken back by, you know, some governmental agency.
It wasn't that.
It can't happen.
The only way that they can do that is if they paid for the land and you had some sort of agreement that you were...
And if you...
Yeah.
Yeah. If you willingly sold it to them.
Right.
Of your own free will and not subject to extortionate pressure. You know? That's the only way. And so all of this... And you know... early on in the process, I had a friend who actually worked for the municipality.
Okay, hold on one second. Gwyneth, you probably can't. Gwyneth, you got to hold a second. We've got a break here. You probably can't hear it. Make sure your batteries are recharged. We'll continue with Gwyneth Isaacs here, and I'm sure Ron McDonald will jump in here at any time. Another legal researcher.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All righty, we are back. Ron McDonald, you still with us?
Yes, I am, and I do have a comment on the Child Protective Agency.
Okay, well, just jump in there any time. Gwyneth, okay. Gwyneth, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Yep. You've never met Ron McDonald. Ron McDonald, meet Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hi, how you doing, Gwyneth? Sounds like
I'm
you had
good,
a rough life
you.
So far.
I've had a horrible life, and my experience of motherhood has just been destroyed by these people.
Wow.
Yep. You know, it's just been terrible. And for many years, you know, it even got to PTSD level of trauma, you know. And now I'm beginning to heal up a bit from that and, you know, beginning to see you know, that maybe my life isn't going to be totally destroyed after all. And that, of course, gives me a lot more courage to fight as well.
Well, you had mentioned about the Child Protective Agency. Of course, we have it over here. But what most Americans don't understand, it really doesn't apply to their children. The word parens patria is what they use, what the government uses over here to take control of your children. But if you research that phrase, parens patria, you'll see it only applies to children who are mentally incapacitated, who are lunatics or idiocy. So therefore, when the Child Protective Agency comes out here, the only authority they have is for infants that are not being taken care of under those three conditions. Now, I want a case on that. So, but how many people fall trapped to the authority of the Child Protective Agency?
Yeah, but the thing is that they will make your life so much hell that your ability to be a good parent is actually hindered. You know, because especially women, they're very emotionally driven. And if they feel that their children are in danger, then they can really, really begin to act out quite quickly. And that doesn't mean that they're insane. In fact, quite the opposite. It means that they're totally normal. Any mother who feels as if her children are in imminent danger will start to act in a way that if anyone was looking on, I'd say that woman's crazy. No, that woman's not crazy. That woman feels as if her children are in imminent danger. She gets adrenalized and she will start screaming and she will start shouting and she will start really wanting to physically defend her children. And that's totally, totally, totally normal. But they, when the child protection come around, they say, "Oh, well, this woman's crazy. She threw something at us." Or she went and she got her shotgun. You know,
well, see, when it's understanding the law in this matter, the law in this matter, one would find out that Perans Petraeus was the king's authority over that type of individual, that child that was mentally incapacitated. And that's where our government gets their, and I'll read it to you. It says, the basis for government intervention in child maltreatment is grounded in the concept of Perans Petraeus, and that's the king's prerogative. Yep. And the king only had the prerogative over mentally incapacitated. Yeah.
So they just stretch the meaning of their job description. So as a mother would protect a lion, would protect her cubs, and wouldn't sit around and smile and lick herself while her cubs were being stolen, they're using that as an excuse of the fight or flight reaction that we all have. So you must be crazy because you just threw something at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's right. So now we're going to take our children. Now we are going to take your children because you threw something at us or you went and got your shotgun or whatever.
Right.
You know? And it's disgusting, you know? And the other thing is that the state, talking about mental incapacity of children, the state usually when it takes children, it fills them with every vaccine under the sun. Okay?
Yeah. it's more of the protective services that they're offering.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the just the protective services they're offering. And with me, my sister was a nurse. She made sure that all of her children were fully vaccinated. And you know, now she had two sons and a daughter. The two sons, one of them is one of the most severely autistic people in the state. He's in his mid-20s now. He will spend the rest of his life in a mental institution in a bare room with a mattress and a blanket because if they put any furniture into his room, he'll smash it.
Yeah.
And he has autism. And frequently the hospital staff have to completely clean his room in the morning because he gets his bowel motions and he does finger painting on the wall with his bowel motions, and he does that on a regular basis.
Well,
he is severely autistic.
We got a break coming up here, so everybody hold on. Gwyneth Isaacs from Down Under. I just love saying that, by the way, Gwyneth. And Ron McDonald out on the left coast, or the wrong coast, California. But he lives next to the Redwoods, so he gets to do the kumbaya and commune with the Redwoods out there. So at any rate, we'll take the break here. Just teasing, Ron. Please don't take any of this personally.
I know that.
Okay, even though it was aimed at you personally. Okay, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Taking Care of Business. Who sings that song? Bachman-Turner Overdrive. Taking Care of Business. We're talking about commerce of the state and them taking care of business. And quite frankly, you are the business they're taking care of, or they're giving you the business. Gwyneth, in this country, for many years, we have researched this out. We have asked the questions. We have gone to the Internal Revenue Service. I don't know what you call your state agency down there, but here it's the Internal Revenue Service. And
yep.
And are we mixing up some tea, dear?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I feel like I'm right there with you now. Can I have a cup?
Oh, gosh, I didn't realize how well this microphone worked. Yes, I am having a cup of tea.
Well, see there? I'm clairvoyant as well. In any rate, now, who could have guessed that? You could have been going in a jar after the last spoonful of jelly or something. Come on. I mean, I'm that good.
Yes.
Okay. In any rate, so what do you call the taxation agency down there?
Australian Taxation Office.
Taxation Office.
Or the ATO.
So that sounds pretty official.
Yeah.
Okay. And so,
and, normally offices are used to engage in commerce as well.
Mm. So you
That's
ran,
interesting.
You ran afoul of these people, and there was communication from the agency that told you to pay the taxes to whom?
Well, it's interesting because the Australian Taxation Office never even came into it. It was the municipality was issuing these notices of demand. That's who I ran foul of.
Okay.
And at one point, they sent the dog ranger around. We actually did have a female dog came on heat, and she her hormones got the better of her, and she decided that she was going to go for a holiday somewhere, and she ended up getting caught by the dog ranger. And, you know, she had a microchip. And because she had a microchip then, which is a good reason to not get your dog's microchip, by the way. The dog ranger came around here, and he was out of the pit of hell. He was absolutely horrible. He was, if he had had his way, he would have, you know, completely turned us off our land. He would have forbidden me from living in my own house, growing, you know, he was saying that my driveway was the wrong shape, for crying out loud.
The wrong shape.
And this
and this is coming from somebody that's in dog protective dog services. Yeah, dog rights. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We never did get that dog back. Because I refused to claim ownership of her. And I refused to consent to contract with the dog ranger. And I said to him, get off my land, you're trespassing. I don't have any contract with you. You're working for a private corporation, to which he responded, no, I work for the municipality.
Also known as AKA. Yeah.
AKA. Shall I shame my local municipality, the Loddon Shire Council? That's my local municipality. And they have an ABN number, okay, which makes them a corporation. And corporate municipalities have been unlawful under British common law for 400 years. And, you know, so it's a long time before the United States seceded from the Crown. So I'm sure that under U.S. common law, which derives from British common law, that corporate municipalities are also unlawful because they make life hell. And they basically completely do away or try to do away with private property rights. Now, I have precedent here. It's a High Court precedent from the High Court of Australia. Okay? And I would like to read it out regarding, you know, that freehold title cannot be extinguished. And
Wait a minute. You actually have this from the highest court?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
High Court of Australia.
Okay, proceed.
High Court precedent.
Okay.
The precedent can be found by typing in FEJO, that's F-E-J-O, v. Northern Territory, or N-T, okay, FEJO versus N-T, 1998, and it should come up right away, or alternatively, H-C-A 58, 1998. Okay, it's paragraph 11 of that decision says, talking about the original grant of the background to the case here, a group of Aborigines brought a case to the High Court of Australia that their land had been taken without sufficient authorization and compensation, and that they wanted land back. The thing is that this land was a large portion of suburban Darwin. So they basically wanted to claim that a large portion of the suburbs of Darwin in the Northern Territory was Aboriginal land, which of course would have been, you know, really unfortunate for all the people who owned those suburban houses. But paragraph 11 said, it was accepted that the 1982 grant, meaning grant of title to the original fellow who had the title of the land, which was John James Benham, it was accepted that the 1882 grant was made pursuant to these powers, meaning the powers in paragraph 10. The grant was expressed to be of the land, together with all timber, minerals, and appurtenances, to hold unto the said John James Benham his heirs and assigns forever. Now, that's really, really important. Words of limitation in the form, I'm continuing to read here, words of limitation in the form of to A, his heirs and assigns forever have long been recognised as conveying an estate in fee simple. There you go. It can't be extinguished. The council cannot come along and say, oh, that's not your land anymore. Because, you know, the High Court of Australia says to his heirs and assigns forever. Well, forever means forever.
Here in the United States, they did away with that back in the last quarter of the 19th century with the law of in perpetuity, giving only 25 years after the death of an estate holder. So we've had our lands go right into commercial law because of the violation of that one clause there, to his heirs forever and ever. That is removed from every deed of trust.
Yep. Well, here in this country, in Australia, we still have that, which is good. But in America, you have the UCC.
Yes.
Okay. And in Australia, actually, the whole of the Australian government is one vast corporation. Okay. And this is another thing I found out through my research. The Commonwealth of Australia is registered as a corporation with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, and its CIK code, if anyone wants to go and check the CIK code on the USSEC.gov website, is 00008 05157. So even if you go into your favorite search engine and type in that number, 00008 05157, and maybe put CIK, it should come up immediately with the Commonwealth of Australia as the first result, okay, and registered with the SEC.gov. And it says, if you click on that link, just waiting for Google to do its thing, you come up with the EDGAR search results with the US United States Securities and Exchange Commission for the Commonwealth of Australia and all of their corporate decisions going back many, 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 many years. And so we don't have to consent to contract with them because they're a corporation registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I found this out and I was just jaw-dropped. And, you know, their registration, their address, because, of course, for SEC registration, you've got to have an actual physical address for your business. It's 1601 Massachusetts Avenue, care of the Australian Embassy, Washington, D.C., 20036. How's that?
Wow.
They're a corporation. They're actually a corporation. And I did more digging and I found out that actually one of our prime ministers by the name of Gough Whitlam back in the day, which was in the early 1970s, sold our country, turned it into a corporation and sold it. to parties who like to keep their identity unknown, but I think you could have quite a short list of who those people might be. They turned the whole country into a corporation and sold it.
Sold it to whom?
I could have a very, very good guess, but it would be a guess.
Okay, well...
And I could tell you that the first two letters of their name, their surname, might be R-O. Fill in the gap.
But, you know, Gwyneth, United States itself is a corporation. One Marsh actually says that the United States is a corporation. And at the dawn of this country, after the Constitution, the courts, and this is by Justice Story, the courts, the United States courts were admiralty courts, and the state courts were vice admiralty courts, and the people's courts were called ecclesiastical courts. Now, they've done away with the ecclesiastical courts, so we have vice admiralty courts in every state.
All right, so this R.O. is either Randy Oliver or Rockefeller. Which is it?
It could be Rothschild or Rockefeller.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah.
Ron,
I don't know.
Ronnie, you getting your head wrapped
that's
around
the
this?
Shortlist.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the shortlist. Yeah.
So we're registered with the Security Exchange Commission here in the United States. The country's been sold. It's been turned into a corporation. And there you are sitting out on your, did you say 20 acres?
20 acres.
20 acres.
Yeah.
Minding your own business. Your driveway's crooked, not fit for a stray dog to walk down. and then you get Child Protective Services. They have committed violence against you. Is that not correct?
They have.
Yeah.
Multiple violence. It's just... You know, but it's really interesting because they sold us to apparently some, I would say, like I said, I'm not sure if it's the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, but if it's the Rockefellers, they sold us to the United States.
Gwyneth, are you saying you don't own your land?
Wait a minute, okay, Gwyneth. Do me a favor, Gwyneth. If you've got anything else opened up on your computer, shut it down because it's causing bandwidth problems.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And Ron, you just said.
I'll tell you what.
I just said, well, if the entire Australian continent was sold as a corporation to either the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers, it's a moot point as far as her paying taxes on the land that she doesn't own in the first place.
Well, it's like this. I do own the land, okay? It's my land under freehold title and to my heirs and assigns forever, so they got no rights to it in the first place.
See, there's the conundrum. There's the conundrum right there. This is the same thing that is happening in the United States. It's been going on for a very long time. We had common law in this country, and when exactly did that end, Ron McDonald?
In the last 1878, somewhere in there.
Oh, you mean shortly after that little war between the states here?
Yeah. I mean, as far as the common law on the land.
Yeah.
The land itself was held in common law up until that time. It started almost immediately to change the nature of common law here in the United States. That was to play around with the money system. Because common law says the money system is one thing. It's the silver dollar. It's the commodity itself, silver. Well, we lost all that. So what do we have left? We have commercial instruments. So everything it touches is a commercial activity, transaction. It's impossible to get out of it until we recognize that it's not a legitimate money system in common law.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go for it.
We have to begin to refuse to consent to contract with them, which we have every right to do.
But that's
here in Australia.
And see, Gwyneth, this is what I'm getting around to. The goons have been out to your place, trying to make you pay taxes on property you already paid for. They've got no vested interest in this. They've got nothing.
So then they're going to notice of demand on you, and coming out of their Australian taxation office, and who's working for whom here? So if we're going to stand on common law principle, which they have quietly and neatly done away with, they said it doesn't exist, and common law was very simple in its approach. It was common sense and fairness.
That's right. But the thing is, here in Australia, although the country was sold, the Constitution, our Australian Constitution, was never done away with, which is basically totally based on British common law.
Okay, hold that thought right there. We'll pick that up after this break. Jim in Missouri, I'll squeeze in your call before the end of this hour. Ron McDonald is here with us, along with Gwyneth Isaacs from Down Under. Just love saying that. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ron, this is kind of unbelievable, but we have people messaging us going, what the hell does this have to do with the United States?
Oh, jeez.
And they don't seem to really quite grasp this. Let me take Jim in Missouri. Thanks for holding, Jim. Jim, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment because I had searched out the land patent that was... pertinent to the, a property that I had owned back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And the terminology is almost exactly the same. And it says forever. And the interesting part is that I had a warranty deed when I first bought the property, and it says the exact same words, and that's even on the warranty deed, where it says forever. And I don't know where it all fell apart, but yeah, that's exactly how it reads here in the States. It's almost verbatim. And that's all I had for you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call. Well, you know, here in this country, Gwyneth, most people are under the assumption, if they have a mortgage, unlike what you did, you paid cash, you had some property that they somehow missed you and didn't confiscate that for whatever reason. So you had the money to buy the property outright. And you think that you're the freeholder, okay, if you will, or landowner. And here in this country, they still do the little practice of, yeah, you might have paid off your 30-year mortgage paying three times more than what the property is actually worth. But we have a little surprise for you. If you do not pay your property taxes, we can come and sell the house and the land that it sits on to satisfy that tax liability. So it's really no different here in the United States than it is in Australia.
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues is, what did you pay it with? Did you pay it with debtor's notes that have no commodity attached to them? That is an obligation of the Australia, or did you pay it with actual money, such as lawful coin? Paid the property off with that, because if you did it with a leaned instrument, you didn't acquire your property as owner. You merely went through the transaction as though. Yeah.
The thing is, okay, even if it was paid with a fiat currency, okay, you could make the argument that it was bought. You could exchange, if you had a debtor's note, okay, and that is regarded in banking as being an asset, okay? If you decided to exchange that note for some other commodity, like, for instance, land, on a barter basis, then you could probably do that under British common law. Because debtors' notes in ancient times were exchanged for all sorts of things.
So yeah, but they usually had a commodity backing them. Gwyneth, they usually had a commodity somewhere along the line. The currency today has absolutely no commodity and will never have commodity backing it.
Okay, well, everybody hold on here. I've got top of the hour break coming.
Yeah.
Hold that thought.
Yeah, maybe we can discuss this on the other side of the break.
Yes, we will, definitely. Yeah. All right. Ron McDonald's with me. Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.